Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. You're very welcome along to the second of five festive seasonal specials in which I am walking my local streets, keeping an eye out for the most beautiful festive lights going. I did this possibly not last year, but the year before, and I gave all of the Christmas lights marks out of 10 in order to find an ultimate winner. While I was recording the first of five episodes yesterday, I spotted at the very end the house which I knew was going to start today's episode, and I'm just making my way to that house now, so I'll join you outside. Welcome to Walk the Pod. Very quiet on the streets of southwest London this evening. Feels like there was more going on yesterday somehow. Maybe it's just that I feel more familiar today with the lights having come out on the search yesterday. And do you remember we saw that sort of rope of fairy lights around a tree? I've been trying to remember whether that tree is actually a magnolia tree, which is very, very beautiful in the spring as well. But I've come back to the site of the house that I thought was most deserving of being the beginning house, the start house, house number one, for the second Christmas lights episode. Dare say word has got round that I'm recording these, and so people are making a special effort. I'm joking. I don't think anybody is aware that I'm doing this at all. But here we are, outside number now. I can't quite see what number it is, actually. I think it might be 36. Either way, it's got a full nativity scene, complete with angels on pieces of string, a cow, a camel, Mary, Joseph, the Archangel Gabriel, some kings complete with gifts, and some shepherds and a donkey, obviously. And then they have animatronic animals outside with LED fairy lights in them, and the animals are actually moving from side to side, which is extraordinarily brilliant. So this is the first house of the episode, and as I was saying yesterday, it's very important when you're giving marks out of 10 to start at the middle. So I'm going to have to give it 5, but I don't see how anything can possibly beat this one. This is truly extraordinary. So house number 36, there we go. I'll come around and take a photo of it later on. But for now, I want to continue up the road in the same direction as I was travelling in yesterday when I broke off to finish the episode for the night. See what else I can find. There's a very, very twinkly house up here. It's this beautiful twinkly house up here with loads of icicle style fairy lights, which is like a rope that goes along a bay window, but then it has lots of vertical fairy lights dripping down as well. Here we go. This is number, I can't see what number it is. Number 25, beautiful. So just walking past because somebody is opening the door to come out. Don't want them realising that I'm making a podcast about their fairy lights. And along we go. Following along the road now. And actually, the Christmas light theme, the festive seasonal light theme, drops off a bit for a few houses now, but then picks up again as we have candy canes outside this house, along with a snowman with LED fairy lights inside it. And that's lovely, all along the bay window there. And then we have a whole Christmas wreath around the door of this house here, which has baubles on it as well as lights as well. And I feel like when I get round to the next road, the road that's parallel to the one I'm walking along now, there's going to be an absolute feast of lights, because the next road along were quite into their Halloween decorations, and this is what I'm using as my little yardstick for what might possibly contribute to a street level of enthusiasm for a particular festival. It's been a really nice few days recording these episodes, actually. Spending a bit of time hopping out and about at a festive time of year to take everything in is quite a nice way to just sort of absorb it all. And gives a pause to appreciate what time of year it is and how far we've come and what a busy year it's been and how much has happened. Because it has been, I think 2023 has been the year where everything has got back to some kind of post-pandemic normal, and everything's become a bit nuts again now towards Christmas. Everybody's very, very, very busy. There's loads happening. All the shops are rammed. All the events are packed out. People are returning in droves to take part in life, which can be a bit overwhelming for an introverted type of person like me. But the key, I think, is to go out there and enjoy it, and then know when you've run out of socialising, peopling juice, and want to retreat back to your little hut and tuck yourself up in a blanket and have a hot water bottle and a cup of tea and shut it all out for a bit until you've recharged your batteries. It's a lovely thing about introversion and extroversion. It's not really about how much you like socialising. It's more about what you do to recharge. Some people like to recharge in the company of others. Some people think they like to recharge in the company of others. But actually, that's just what society says you like doing. And actually, they like to recharge in their own company with a nice book and a cup of tea. And some people like to sit under a duvet and never move, and that's how they recharge their batteries. And all of these ways of being alive are valid. Well, it turns out that the road between the one I live on and this one is the most extravagant when it comes to festive light. This road is actually quite demure. It's not so much going on in a loud way. But just as I've said that, I've come to a house which is... So I spoke yesterday about one of the houses which had like a projector, projecting a snow kind of type of feel look onto the wall. This house has the same kind of projector, but it is lasers. Red and green lasers, which are zooming all over the place, and that is very cool indeed. Just walking past another house now with Christmas tree in the window and fairy lights all around the arch of the front door, which is lovely. Yeah, it's not, they've not gone crazy, these guys. They've not gone crazy at all. In fact, they've kept it very elegant and very calm. Just found a Please Take box, which I think is a Hoover, which is quite cool. Somebody's put in a plastic bag and left on the front wall. I'm not in the market for a Hoover, but I'm very impressed with the wherewithal they've had to pack that up in a plastic bag. Saw a very heartbreaking sight earlier today when we went for a drive. A load of Please Take books which someone had put out in a cardboard box, but then the heavens had opened and the books had been absolutely destroyed by rain. Very, very upsetting indeed. Please be careful if you're putting a Please Take box out to check the weather forecast first. So, as I said, this road is quite elegant in its light displays, but I've just reached a house which has some quite exciting blue and white icicle style fairy lights and a beautiful wreath on the front door and a sort of tree picked out in fairy lights. So they've made a tree out of wire, and then the wire sort of erupts into fairy lights at the ends of all the branches, which is super cute. And I can see in the distance a house which has brought me a lot of joy this year already, because it has this verdant kind of garden outside the front, and also has had like a table out there quite a few times giving away little pots of plants and tomatoes at certain points, and generally has been very generous. And I can see that that garden is bedecked in multicoloured lights. So just making my way over there now. It's quite exciting walking your local streets. You can really pick up a sort of a feel for an area from doing this. And I've written before about how it connects you to a new place. If you move house, getting out on foot and walking around local streets can really, really connect you to your new place and sort of stop you from feeling that you still belong in the previous location, so that you feel like you're actually part of the furniture of the new place you moved to. And that's very much what I've used walking for these last few years, as I've moved quite a few times. And I know I'm going to move again in the next couple of years, so I'll be doing it again, I'm sure. Here we have this beautiful, this is brilliant, beautiful, beautiful house with a big load of foliage around the front door, which has got multicoloured star lights everywhere, and baubles in the tree out the front, and little lanterns with LED tea lights in them. Somebody's gone to a lot of time and energy putting that all out, and it's for the benefit of people just walking past like me, and for the family probably, of course, as well. But it's just nice that they've gone to the trouble to make their house look sparkly for the likes of the lonely podcaster wandering about in the dark. Just coming to the end of the road now. It's kind of a U shape, this road. It goes down to a roundabout, and then you turn right and go along to another roundabout, and then you turn right and you get back to my house. So it's a sort of a big U shape I'm doing. And oh, haven't done this bit of the U before, and there is more going on than I think I covered yesterday. Not to say that people have put more lights up since yesterday, but just that I didn't come all the way down this end of things, and so I haven't covered all of it. So there's a house in the corner here which has Christmas tree in the bay window, multicoloured LED lights in the plants outside the front, and a sort of garland of lights and a wreath with lights in it too on the door. Absolutely lovely. And then walking along this bit, I am looking out for a ginger cat that I know lives here but probably isn't out tonight because it's a bit cold. Can't see the cat anywhere, but I'm seeing multicoloured fairy lights in the hedges outside the fronts of the houses, and I'm also seeing a house up here that has strewn itself, all its bay windows aglow with green, yellow, red, blue fairy lights everywhere. And I'm also thinking, if I knew where to go, I bet there are local streets around here that have a sort of competitive element to them, where people have really gone, where the Christmas light decorations have got out of hand over the years. I know there are one or two nearby, and I'm going to head to those tomorrow, but I'm sure there are others that I'm not aware of, and it's going to take me a little bit of snooping about to find where the really outrageous roads are. This house has rather spookily five glow-up snowmen, each probably about half a foot tall, in the window, grinning at me in a slightly scary way. The moon is out tonight, and is at half of the moon is illuminated, so it looks like half a moon today. Here's another house with a projector projecting a snow scene onto the walls, and they've got a sleigh out of the front, a wire sleigh made of sort of fibres with lights inside, a few statues of a couple of snowmen, arms around each other waving in a jolly way, another of Santa with snowman and reindeer, and a final one of three snowmen all climbing on top of each other. It's all going on, bodies, it's all going on. Thank you for walking with me, dear friends. It's been a delight to stretch my legs with you this evening. It's very difficult to go for a walk when it's cold and grey, or in fact, it's not even grey. It is black. It is dark. The sky is completely black. I can't see anything at all. So it's really hard to go for a walk when it's actually completely dark. But I've managed to just do a little bit in the lights of other people's houses. It sort of kept the walk entertaining for me. And I suppose this is what I'm trying to spread with this project, is kind of ways to pay attention to what's directly in front of you, ways to do that and to feel happy whilst going for a walk and getting some endorphins going and moving our bodies and doing all those things that's really, really difficult to do. So thank you for coming with me. If you're going on your own festive lights walks, do send me some photos or put them in the Discord server if you'd like to, so that everybody can see what's out there and get ideas and inspiration for their own houses maybe. Thank you to Kiwi Rob, who gave us a beautiful photo of a house near where he lives, which is the roof is covered in inflatables. And we do have an inflatable near here, but it's not inflated at the moment. I think the family must be away. So I want to take a photo of it and include it in the podcast, but if it's not inflated, I can't really do it, can I? Anyway, Kiwi Rob's local area has an absolute a ton of these things on one of the roofs, all next to each other. It has to be seen to be believed. Pop into the Discord server if you haven't visited for a while to check that out. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other. Try to enjoy the imperfect day. Don't get the demands of a perfect Christmas pile up on top of you, please. It's not worth it. It is, after all, just one day. And I'll be back with episode 3 of our Festive Light special tomorrow.